Before we start this talk tonight, I would like you to tell me this little bell, as you see it in front of your eyes, how do you see it? Is that it looks all right? Any imperfections? What's your view? How do you see it? Please tell me, Jim.
Well, it looks okay.
Yep.
It makes a sound.
And yep.
It's a nice sound that I like.
Yep. Yep. Ming?
It's okay.
Yeah. Looks all right. Any defects? Sue? Does it look okay?
Good,
looks good, okay. Nita?
Looks all right.
Yep. Joe?
Looks nice.
Looks nice, okay. So this is the talk tonight. Also a New Year resolution. Not to sweat over little things. As you see this bell, right, you said it looks okay, looks all right, sounds nice, you know. And then I built it. How many years? About 4 or 5 years ago, right? I'm not good at carpentering. I cut the wood. I don't have the proper tools that can cut really to the angle and flat, etc. I cut and then it wouldn't stand, you know, straight, a little bit skewed this way, skewed that way. So I file it here, I file it there. And then with a lot of imperfections, I managed to make a stand for this little bell. And if you look at it, there are many imperfections there. But now, when I ask you, all of you are saying that's okay and sounds good too, isn't it? And if I were sweating over those little things, look at this, you know, the gaps are there and I have to fill it up with the fillers, I can see them. And then the edges are not really round, and a lot of them are really rough, right? And look at this, the top bar, you know? It's not really equal on this side and this side. And if you look from the top, you can see where I drilled the hole and put the nails in to fill it up, right? And then what is varnish I put on, actually is, you know, some places it drip, right? And I can see some of them are drip marks there, you know, so on and so forth. I can tell you all the defects, isn't it? But it works. And I must say to myself, it looks quite all right, even though with all the defects, isn't it? You know, nobody worry about that, you know. It works. It works. That's what it is, life, to work. Are you upset with your partner? Are you upset with your children? Are you upset with your in-laws? Or are you upset with your parents, your friends, your sisters, your brothers? Isn't it? Mainly in a relationship, you know. These things happen. There are a lot of imperfections. But at Christmas, you can sit down and have dinner together. Christmas dinner, and then still be amicable and, you know, still a, you know, family at the end of the day. Especially couples, isn't it? Especially those who's been married for so many years, isn't it? So many years. Do you hate your spouse? Some of them will do, isn't it? She did that, he did that, you know? You know? But you can live together. They know everything about you, all the what's and everything. And you know everything about them too, all the what's and everything, you know. Yet, you know, you don't have to hide anything from each other. At ease, you can live with your words and everything, and them as well. Them as well. Not perfect like this little bell. Got a lot of defects, but it's okay. It works. It works. You don't have to worry about doing this, doing that. Because you've been married for so long, you know what each other is like. Even though you don't like it, it's livable. It's livable. But if you were sweating over the little things and building it up, accumulating it, and then one day you said, I had it enough,